What is going on in your cabinet, which you're about to attend, I think, in 60 minutes, that Theresa May has to say publicly, I am going to crack the whip, no more leaking, no more squabbling behind my back. What's going on?
Well, I'm really looking forward to her making that point. I do think that cabinet should be a place where we're able to have frank, honest discussions, disagree with each other sometimes, and then get on with our job. So I think it's important that we resume that position, where cabinet is a place where we can have those sort of discussions. The fact is, most cabinet ministers are doing as I am doing, which is getting on with the job, getting engaged in cabinet, but, you know, making sure that we actually get on with delivering on our priorities in our departments as well. This leaking needs to stop, and I absolutely support the Prime Minister setting that out for us.
But can it stop? I mean, the leaking is a result of the election and of power visibly seeping away from the Prime Minister.
Well, I don't know whether that's true, Matt. I think that...
You're in a minority government that is not strong and stable, but weak and wobbly.
No, I don't agree with that either. We've got 54 more seats than Labour. We now have a majority in our parliamentary numbers.
Thanks to the DUP.
Indeed. Thank you very much, the DUP. We can now go ahead and make the changes that we need, the programme for reform, deliver on Brexit. What we need is a period of calm where people just respect the fact that good cabinet government is going to be about having disagreements in cabinet, you know, challenging each other and then agreeing our position and getting on with it, not sharing it with the gentlemen and ladies of the press.
Hand on heart, can you really say that Theresa May will be the Prime Minister in a year's time?
Absolutely. I fully expect her to be so. That we did have an unexpected election result, but I do remind colleagues we did still win. She's giving us the leadership we want and we will be going ahead guided by her.
She'll be saying that the best argument for keeping her in power is that the alternative to her is someone called Jeremy Corbyn in number 10. Do you agree with that?
It's one of the arguments. I mean, we do stand between Jeremy Corbyn and good government. You know, Jeremy Corbyn has a socialist agenda, which I think would be totally ruinous for this country. His approach to security is entirely wrong. So it's absolutely right to make that point. I think that a Jeremy Corbyn-led government would be a disaster. And all we see him doing now is protest every weekend, going round different seats. Nobody has any idea what he stands for on student fees. He's now said, actually, he won't repay the student fees.
No one has any idea what your government stands for on quite a few issues.
Absolutely. I mean, well, Matt, challenge me. What else would you like me to tell you about?
Well, tell me about Brexit, for instance. What exactly do you stand for on Brexit?
We stand...
I really don't have a clue. I don't think most of our listeners do.
Well, we stand for leaving the European Union according to a timetable which we've already set.
I'm talking about the nitty-gritty here. We know about the leaving the European Union. What about soft Brexit versus hard Brexit? Single market, customs union, it all seems to be up in the air at the moment.
No, it's not up in the air at all. We've got a very clear plan to make sure that we have the widest possible access to the single market, that we're not going to have a cliff edge. We're going to make sure that we protect employment, we protect businesses, and that's why the Chancellor was talking over the weekend about a transitional or an implementation period so that we can deliver on that commitment, leave the EU, but do it in a way that protects our economy.
How long should that period be?
Again, that's going to have to be negotiated. We're not going to set these terms on our own. This is an ongoing process, and David Davis is, of course, over in Brussels this weekend trying to make progress.
Why did he spend just an hour talking to Michel Barnier yesterday? He said he was going to be there for the nitty-gritty, the serious business, and then he was gone after an hour.
Well, I expect he's got very good people advising him around him, so we can make sure that elements of the nitty-gritty are dealt with by him and other elements by the good team around him.
Bit short, though, for 60 minutes on these crucial negotiations in round two.
Well, there's going to be plenty of time to deliver on these negotiations. And I think that David Davis will be able to make that time. I can't comment on his particular, period there for an hour, whether he's coming back, what else he's doing this week. But I've got great confidence in him delivering for the country in these negotiations.